Welcome to the Profit Priority Podcast, where we empower creatives to grow their business, expand their profits, and maximize their personal time. I'm your host, Lorianne Kuntz, wife, mama, and lover of all things business. Here on Profit Priority, we talk about it all, from unveiling money management tips that will help you maximize your profits to talking about time management ideas that will help you stay inspired to continue to create and to help you protect and preserve your energy so you can be present in all areas of your life, whether it's business or it's personal. Profit isn't just about money. It's about way more than that.
Welcome back to part two of the four-part Outsourcing Your Book series. Today, we're going to be diving into, should you be DIYing it? Should you be outsourcing it? Really, when should you kind of make that decision and kind of explore what it looks like to work with a bookkeeper? And if you have not listened to part one, that's what we talked about. We talked about all things, what it looks like from the onboarding process, honestly, from just the inquiry form to the onboarding process to the just the month-to-month process of having your books outsourced to a bookkeeper. And also we kind of dove into the benefits of having a bookkeeper on your team, what extra benefits we can give you as a business owner, as a creative business owner specifically. And then also kind of what it looks like to work with a bookkeeper that has a team. So obviously I have a team. I have a team of four bookkeepers, an assistant for me. And then obviously I do books as well. So all of us do different things and have different roles, but I kind of go over how my team is structured to just kind of give you an insight of what it looks like. So anyways, if you have not caught that, go back, listen to that episode. And then today we're going to be talking about really when to hire a bookkeeper. Should you be DIYing it? What are the marks of when you should just like think about it, look into it, and then obviously look at the different parts of ways that you can do your bookkeeping, and then also questions kind of ask yourself on if you're thinking about outsourcing. So to start this off, obviously, bookkeeping is vital to your business. Like you have to do it. When this episode's coming out, we are in tax time, and obviously, we have to have our numbers to file our taxes, all right? So we have to be able to get all of our accurate information to either be able to go on TurboTax or have an accountant file it for you. I highly, highly, highly recommend having a tax accountant file your taxes for you if you own your own business. So there's that caveat. But kind of looking into other reasons why we need to have our books done is that it gives us, like I was saying, the heartbeat of your business. It shows us what is working and what is it in order for us to be able to grow and be able to continue to grow our business, bring on more team members if that's what we want to do, increase our profit, go on the trips we want to, buy that house we want to. Like there's so many things. It ties back to understanding your numbers, understanding your books. But before we get into that, I want to kind of go over exactly what bookkeeping is. So bookkeeping involves the recording on a regular basis of a company's financial transactions. So think about all of those times that clients pay you, whether you're a photographer, you're a wedding photographer, you get paid for a deposit and then you get paid whenever that wedding comes up. Or if you're a brand and web designer, you get paid same type of thing. You probably get a deposit and you probably get paid the other remainder or however you have your payments structured whenever you're doing that project. So think of all of that income. And then think of all of your expenses, all of those subscriptions, all of the times you're paying and outsourcing your team members, not outsourcing your team members, but outsourcing to a copywriter, social media manager, and then also having in-house team members and your subscriptions and all of those expenses is recording them one by one. Like literally every single line that comes up on your credit card statement and your bank statement, that's get categorized and that gets organized in a way that you understand your finances and the way that you can make good strategic decisions so that you are knowing what is going on. It gives you the key to operating and investing financial decisions. That's really what it is. It's the key that unlocks the treasure, that unlocks all the information, and that's bookkeeping. So we have to do it. Why does it matter? I kind of went over that. Like you need to be able to understand your numbers in order to continue on. The percentage of businesses that fail in the first year is 20%. By the end of the second year, it's 30%. And by the end of the fifth year, half those businesses fail. And that's like huge. Only 30% of those businesses remain. And you know what the biggest factor is with all of those is that they do not understand their finances. They don't understand what is going on. They don't have a clear picture of what is happening, what is coming in, and what is going out, and what changes need to be made in order to grow their business. You need to understand your numbers. But do I DIY it? Do I outsource it? Do I use a spreadsheet? Do I use a software? What am I supposed to do? I don't know. So let's kind of go through the different methods, either DIYing it or outsourcing it, and you can kind of decide what best fits you. Obviously, we know that you need to do it. You need to do it on a monthly basis at the very minimum. Obviously, let's start out with DIYing it. You can DIY it, and that's where I recommend a lot of people to start. If you're just starting out your business, you're in the first couple months of your business, it's a side hustle, you can DIY it. And it's honestly one of my favorite ways to do it because you can go in, you have a spreadsheet. I have a spreadsheet that is customized and made just for you guys as creative entrepreneurs. But there's so many other spreadsheets out there, and you can even make your own if you're really good inside of Excel or Google Sheets. If you're freelancing, and if you're okay with learning the curve and taking the time that it needs to take when you go in and enter in your transactions, what that kind of looks like. And I'll just kind of walk you through my spreadsheet just because that's the one I know and that's when I'm in a lot of making updates and changing things around. But you have an area where you record your income, just very simple, line by line. You have an area where you record your expenses, line by line. If you have a screen that's big enough, you can have the spreadsheet open on one side, have your bank account open on the other side, and go in there every week or every month and just go in and enter in every couple of transactions. And then if you have a spreadsheet that works the way that it's supposed to work, what will happen is it's going to show you your profit split out by category, your income categories, and then the expenses split out by expense category. And then it will show you your profit at the end of the month. My spreadsheet, I have a sheet or a tab for every single month. There's also visual reports and pie charts and bar graphs and just kind of things that make it a little bit easier to understand. And then all of those months get put into one spreadsheet or one tab, and it shows you month by month, side by side, look, this is what your income was split out by category. This is what your expenses were split out by category. This is what your profit was. And then it also shows you like a yearly chart and graph to be able to see like, okay, that's exactly what it means. So that's kind of where the spreadsheet is. The pros is that it's free. Well, okay, it's a one-time purchase, but not free, but a one-time purchase for mine. But then you don't have a month-to-month subscription. So a lot of times people are just starting out and they're like, I cannot add on another once a month subscription. Like, we have so many subscriptions in this creative online space. So you buy it once, you got it for life. You also get every single year I come out with updates. So you get a new one every single year. So that's awesome. It is relatively easy to use. So you go in, there's videos. You just enter in your income, enter in your expenses. That's all you have to do. The cons are it is manual. So there is more room for error in a spreadsheet than in having like obviously outsourcing it or doing it in the software. Yes and no on the software. And I'll kind of touch on that. If you're DIYing it, I highly recommend you doing a spreadsheet. And another con is that it takes time because if you're doing it all manually, it is going to take time. But again, if you're just starting out, you have the time, you want to learn how the numbers work, this is a great option for you. A little bit on softwares. If you do not have a financial like accounting background and you are wanting to DIY it inside of a software like QuickBooks or Xero, please, please, please have someone help set it up and train you for that. We do not do that. I do not do that and offer that service, but I know multiple other bookkeepers that do that. There's just a lot of things in the background of us accounting software that can cause problems really, really quick. There's been a lot of times where people come to me and they're like, I've been doing my books in this accounting software and it's really like we can't even salvage it. Like it's so bad, not because of my client's fault, but because of honestly, some of the softwares out there are just like, they guess things and they make things like, oh yeah, it's like it does it on its own. And then it creates a complete mess. So anyways, those are the two different ways you can DIY it. On a spreadsheet, my number one, a software. Yes, you can do it if you have taken like accounting 101 in college.
Hey, do you ever wonder if something can be classified as a business expense? What are business expenses? What are deductions? Well, I have something for you. It is my free business expense and deduction guide, and it walks you through exactly what they are, what tax write-offs are, what the IRS claims are allowed to be business expenses, as well as giving you a list of what I see common creative entrepreneurs use for tax deductions. So head over to www.loriannekuntz.com/deductions or click the link in the show notes to grab your free guide. Okay, now back to the episode.
Okay, so let's talk about outsourcing it. So basically, if you're coming to the point of, yeah, I've been keeping it up on my spreadsheet, great, that's awesome. You might not have the time anymore and you want to focus on the creative part of your business. You're like, awesome, I'm going to outsource it. That's the quick and easy way. It's already in the spreadsheet. It makes our job easy to onboard. We can just go pull stuff from that spreadsheet, enter into the software, and we're good to go. But a lot of times it's not that easy. And you might not have been keeping up with your books. You might be a year behind. We're currently doing a 3-year catch up. Like, that's a lot of stuff. It's a really big cleanup and catch up. But you might not be understanding it. You might not like it. You might be not sure what is going on and feeling really icky and scared. Like, am I actually profiting in my business? Or you might be going through the whole year blindsided, not even sure if you're making money. Or you might be making money and you're really scared of tax season because you don't have your numbers to know what type of tax bill you're going to be hit with, all right? So there's a lot of things that play into fact of when you should outsource your books. But I would say a few questions I ask people. Have you been keeping up with it? Because number one, if you are not keeping up with your books, you need to outsource it. You need to find a solution to where you are keeping up with it and that you're looking at those books on a month-to-month basis. Do you understand what those numbers are telling you? Do you understand analyzing those numbers and seeing what is coming in, seeing what is going out, and what that past history is telling you? Because if you don't, you need to outsource it, and you need to outsource it to a bookkeeper that's going to help explain what those numbers are telling to you. Do you like doing it? If you like doing your bookkeeping, have at it. Good for you, because I love doing my bookkeeping. Obviously, I'm a bookkeeper. And I've been on a discovery call with a potential client. And she was like walking through all of the stuff that she does. And I'm like, it kind of sounds like you like to do your books. She's like, yeah, I love looking at the numbers. And I'm like, why are you on the call with me? If you like to do it and you have a good solid system in place for doing your books, great, go for it. But if you don't like it, you absolutely despise your books, it makes you like break out in nervous sweats and you just want to like close the door and run out and do something else, outsource your books because it's going to be the best decision. And then obviously, are you in this for the long haul? If you want to be in this business for year over year over year, outsourcing it is going to give you the best insight to know how to be in this for the long haul. So that's kind of my like couple things that I ask people. And so when you are going through this, thinking about like, okay, am I just starting out? Can I afford it? Can I not? And then obviously thinking through things like investing in your business. So that's a big thing too, is like why you need to know your numbers is, can you go to a conference? Can you invest in a mentor? Can you invest in or bring on more team members? Those questions get answered by your books. And if they're not up to date and accurate, key word there is accurate, then you're not going to know what to do. So that was a little side tangent there. But yeah, if you kind of go through it, obviously pros to outsourcing your books is that it's done for you. You don't have to do anything. You just get the reports delivered to you every single month and you know they're accurate. You have a bookkeeper in your back pocket you can ask any questions to whenever you're not understanding something or you want to talk through a business decision. We are here for you. There's so many pros to outsourcing your books. And thinking through also, when you outsource to a bookkeeper that knows your industry and understand what is going on, they have insight that not everyone else has. And they see, so I see inside of so many creative books or creative businesses, I see what's working, what's not. So if I see your business, something's not working, I can be like, you know what? This is what I'm seeing in the industry, and this is what I think you should do. You know, so it's like you kind of get a little bit of business consulting in there as well. I was just on a CFO call the other day with a client, and we came up with a whole new product because of what I was seeing in the industry. Not a product. It was like a course master class. I'm not exactly sure what she's going to be calling it, but we came up with a whole entire new offer. And yet because of what I'm seeing in the industry. So there's a little bit of like business consulting in there as well. Obviously, the cons are it costs money. Like, that's a bummer. But the thing is that it's investing. And like, what is the cost of you not having your books done for you? You're not keeping up with them. You're waiting to the end of the year to know what is happening. You are stressed out and like anxious all the time because you don't know what your numbers are telling you. Like, there is a cost to not knowing what is going on in your books and not outsourcing to a bookkeeper, not bringing on a bookkeeper to your team. Obviously, we'll kind of go into that a little bit more on part three, kind of what is the typical cost? Because I'm not one of those people that is just going to hide my cost on my website. Like, I cannot stand whenever I look for service providers and I can't find any cost on their website. Like, that drives me crazy. So like, I'm going to kind of go through my pricing and what makes it cost more, what makes it cost less, so that you, if you're interested and you need to do a little bit of cleaning up of your, like, the way your systems and processes go, you can go ahead and do that. And then you can come to me and then you might have a lower bookkeeping rate, just kind of things like that. Anyways, obviously we kind of went through everything. Spreadsheets, whenever you're DIYing it, outsourcing it, when it's kind of time, questions you kind of need to ask yourself whenever you're thinking about it. And I'm serious whenever I say this, like if you fill out an inquiry form and you hop on a call with me and you really don't know what direction is best for you, I'll tell you if you should not be outsourcing to a bookkeeper. There's been so many times where people come on and they're like, this is kind of my situation. What direction should I go with? And either I'm like, hey, look, you can DIY it with our template. You can book a consulting call with me, like a 1-hour consulting call, or you can outsource your books. And so I kind of help people decide like, hey, what is the best direction for you and your business? So anyways, don't hesitate to reach out. I'd love to chat with you. If you have any questions, let me know. And stay tuned for Thursday's episode on pricing strategy, kind of what goes into the price of outsourcing your books.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Profit Priority Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, please take a few seconds to leave a rating and review. This helps our podcast continue to grow and reach others just like you. As always, you can head over to loriannekuntz.com to join our email list, as well as check out all the links and resources in the show notes. You can also follow me on Instagram and TikTok at loriannekuntz.co. That's all for now. See you next week.